Now, speaking of which, I don't even know if Jan Ober also likes fish and chips. Do you eat fish and chips, Jan?
I actually do, you know.
Okay, well, yeah, Jan is going to have to treat you to some fish and chips, cold fish and chips when you get down here. But Jan, obviously, there was a press release. Eskom's come out and they've said stage two will continue. Before you tell me about the state of the grid as we speak.
Yes.
And I was, you know, let me dang us here, Gister, because I should have actually asked you this question, and I'll ask you today. Medupi is new, by all accounts.
Yes.
How does a conveyor belt break on a new power station that's supposed to last 25 years?
Kino, we've got a single feed from Grootegeluk mine to the power station, and yes, it is new. Hmm. However, why we had the failure, I don't know. The team is investigating, you know, the causes of it. So up until I received, you know, the root cause and the report, I am unable to make a comment at this point in time.
Okay, sure.
But yes, it's new. It was not supposed to what happened was not supposed to happen.
Right. And there have been issues about build quality at Kusile and Medupi. Now, we don't know whether this was part of it, but I'd be very keen to hear why that actually happened, given the amount of money we've poured into this and the fact that it is relatively new.
You know, I'll give you some feedback as soon as I know what the cause is.
Appreciate
I will do that. But in any case, I think what's positive, you know, when I said yesterday that we aim to have it back by the end of the month. Mm. Our group executive at the innovation was on site yesterday, so last night he gave me feedback and said, you know, we believe we can do it in half the time. So we believe by the end of next week, hopefully, without committing myself, we'll have the conveyor system back in operation.
Okay, so what role does Medupi play as far as the full grid is concerned? So what percentage of the grid then goes offline as a result of Medupi being down?
You know, at times it was, I would say, about 8%. We must understand that only 4 units at this point in time is in commercial operation. However, unit number 2, although it's not yet in commercial operation, we are still utilizing it, you know, to deliver on the grid. We hope to have that in commercial operation over the next 2 weeks. But then even unit number 1 is, although not yet in commercial operation, has been synchronized to the system. So at times, you know, we get up to 4,000 megawatts out of Medupi. So it's a significant contribution.
Okay, so up by the end of next week, does that mean we potentially could have load shedding into next week as well?
Let's assume that we're successful. We have the conveyor system back. We can then feed, you know, maximum coal that the burn rate that we require. We can increase, you know, the load just with Medupi by 1,200 to 1,500 per, you know, 1,000 megawatts. So that's what we can do. The load shedding, we are every day looking at, during the day, we're looking at this point in time, the system. You've asked in the beginning, you said you're not going to ask, but let me tell you, the system this morning is very solid. They have some units returned, so it looks positive. The outlook looks much more positive. So we will assess tonight again and then early tomorrow morning. So, but at this point in time, we believe realistically for this week it will still continue.
Okay, so if you give me an overview, right, because you did this yesterday, give me an overview of what the system looks like at the moment. You say some things are back up, and then there's the whole boiler thing we spoke about the last time, and we're still talking about that. Give me an overview of the whole system as you and I speak at the moment.
Kino, much more positive than yesterday. Some units returned during the course of yesterday and overnight. However, we're still in excess of 10,500 megawatts of unplanned maintenance at this point in time, trips and partial load losses, which we're dealing with. This, we believe, over the next 2 days will improve even more. And I believe one of the positive things is, as of early yesterday morning, we have managed to replenish some of our emergencies, which is water as well as diesel. So all in all, we're moving in the right direction.
Does it look like we won't have load shedding for the rest of the week, given all this positive news, as you call it?
Look, we will assess tonight. You know, there might be a possibility still tomorrow of load shedding, but the outlook looks much more positive. But at this point in time, I cannot commit myself. But it's much more positive in yesterday morning.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to ask you was, you know, with all of these things breaking and, you know, obviously not, there's the lack of maintenance, etc. What is Eskom actually doing to shore up this maintenance to make sure that something at least gets done in the short term to make sure that we don't have these type of surprises, because I believe there's a parliamentary committee that says they weren't informed about this.
Yeah, I actually had to go down to them yesterday and inform them of the load shedding. It wasn't a pleasant experience, but I had to do that. But to come back to the maintenance, the board approved quite a significant amount of money for us over the next 5 years to invest in maintenance. So whenever we have the opportunity, you know, we do the maintenance as required. Unfortunately, we don't have the luxury to take a unit out and give proper care to it. But as and when we have the opportunity, we take units down and we do the maintenance that we can.
Okay, are you guys scheduled to be in front of Scopa at any stage?
I believe it's coming.
Oh, is it? Well, I've got Mkoleko Hlengwa on air right now, as a matter of fact. He's going to be talking to me next, the Scopa chair. So good luck with that one, Jan. But Jan Oberholzer, the COO of Eskom, coming up next.